No company operates in a vacuum. Its success or otherwise is determined by its competitors. Understanding the competition is a fundamental requirement of any business as it develops its strategy. The Four Corners model, proposed by Michael Porter, is a framework for analysing competitors and how they will react to losing or winning customers, price rises or cuts, industry shifts and environmental changes. It is a model that alerts management as to competitors' actions. The model identifies four elements that give insights into what motivates competitors to take certain actions. In the northwest corner sit the drivers. These are the things that motivate a competitor to act in a certain way. In the southwest corner are the managerial biases and beliefs. In the northeast corner are the strategies of the competitor. In the southeast corner are its capabilities, including all its resources. These four corners come together to result in predicted actions that competitors will take given certain pressures. Let's first of all have a look at the drivers. All companies are driven by something. Competitors have goals, and it's important to know what they are. These goals will differ depending on the ownership of the business and its management structure. A privately owned company run by a hungry and ambitious entrepreneur may have very different goals to one that is a subsidiary of a global corporate organisation. All companies have financial goals, and these can vary. Some financial goals chase revenue and market share, while others may seek the highest possible profit. The second of the corners are management assumptions. The way a company acts is very much driven by its management. The small cohort of managers will have a culture that influences their motivations and actions. And this cultural positioning affects whether a competitor reacts defensively or aggressively to a shift in the market. The leaders of the competitors will have different levels of knowledge about their markets. They will have their own biases and blind spots. These must be assessed in the model. For example, if a company believes it is a market leader and in a strong position, it will most likely take price initiatives and expect other companies to follow. The third corner is strategy. Competitors will have strategies that can be recognised by their actions. Some will seek to differentiate their products and capture value. Others may occupy a niche position, and yet others may choose to sell at the lowest possible price and exploit a cost advantage. The way a competitor invests will provide an important clue as to its strategy. Investments will be made to varying degrees in production facilities, marketing, or people. Competitors will also have a way of working with suppliers and distributors and customers, which will be important clues as to their strategy. The fourth corner is capabilities. The actions of competitors will in part be determined by their strengths and weaknesses. A company's financial resources, its marketing strengths and weaknesses, and its production capabilities will all influence how it acts. A company with patented products will be in a position of strength and act in a different way to one with no product advantage. The workforce skills and those of its leaders will determine how the company acts. These four characteristics of a competitor combine to determine how it will react to changes in the marketplace. The model is therefore predictive, aimed at showing how a competitor will react in a given situation. Let's have a look at the model in action. In the late 1970s, Rank Xerox monopolised the market for business copiers in the UK. The Japanese copier Canon could see great potential in the UK, though they knew that they would have to beat the mighty Xerox company. It would be difficult to do so if it faced the company head on. Xerox had a global corporate culture. It was financially very strong. Its headquarters were in the US, from where it set out its strategy for dominating the copier market. It was driven to build and maintain a high market share in the UK. The management of Xerox could rightly assume that they had significant strengths. They had the broadest product portfolio of photocopiers, the strongest brand name, and a sales force and technical support that covered most of the UK. It was difficult for Canon to understand Xerox's strategy in detail, but the behaviour of the company suggested it was committed very strongly to the largest economic region in the UK, which was the southeast of England. Against this understanding of the four competitive corners of Xerox, Canon believed it had little chance of beating the company in London and the southeast of England. It therefore established itself in Scotland, a relatively small market compared to that in England, but nevertheless one where it could build a position without a strong competitive reaction. Focusing all of its resources on Scotland, Canon was able to capture 40% of business copiers in that market. This provided a springboard for launching into the UK. It attacked selected and tightly defined regions in the UK, gaining strength and a strong foothold, and from this base, it was able to make a determined and successful push into London with a now established sales force and a mix of copier products at attractive prices. This approach, adopted by Canon, is referred to as the Lanchester strategy, named after Frederick Lanchester, who was a British engineer, and originated as a war strategy in which an easy prey is targeted to create a foothold from which a strong push can be made. It is increasingly used and referred to in business as a means of entering new markets. A couple of things to think about on Four Corners. There are many visible cues in the marketplace as to what motivates the competition. The behaviour of a company is a good indication of its motivations. Competitive intelligence is vital when carrying out Four Corners, and you can see on another framework on the website a list of sources for competitor intelligence.